kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Usapang parental. Usapang parental.
Ayon sa pananaliksik, 40% ng mga kabataang Australiano na nasa edad 14 hanggang 17 taong gulang ang hirap magsabi o maglabas ng saloobin sa kanilang mga magulang. Sa episode na ito ng Usapang Parental, ating talakayin ang mga pinagdadaanan ng social pressure ng ilang kabataan at ang mga simpleng hakbang na maaaring gawin ng mga magulang upang magabayan ang mga anak. Aminado si Joy Go, ina ng tatlong batang lalaki na nasa edad 15, 10 at 12 at 15-month-old na baby girl na hindi madali ang pagiging magulang, lalo pat kailangan niyang balansehin ang oras sa pamilya at trabaho.
Medyo mahirap, especially I work full-time din maghapon. Kailangan i-juggle ko yung mga bagay-bagay na, you know, very challenging kumbaga.
Ayon kay Joy, sa murang edad nila ay nakakaranas na sila ng peer at social media pressure.
Niniwala ako na meron, no? Pero umaasa ako na hindi masyado malala yung epekto sa kanila kung may mga negative impact yun. Karoon sila ng addiction of excessive using of social media, which is it includes yung TikTok nga. Naikukumpara nila yung sarili na nila. And marami silang gustong bagay na ang alam nila, that's the trend nowadays. And gusto nilang itry sa sarili nila. So I guess ang challenging doon is, hindi na sila yung sarili nila. Parang ikinukumpara na nila yung sarili nila sa iba na nakikita nila sa social media. Feeling nila, that's the default of being a 15 or being a 12, pero hindi.
At ang mga bagay na ito ay nagdulot para makaramdam ng emotional distress ang anak.
Naging victim din sila ng online harassment, whereas yung small, yung bunso kong lalaki, parang na-encourage siya nitong kalaro niya. I think he's playing an online game. And then, ayun, so naibigay niya for some reason yung password niya, na-breach yung privacy ng account niya. Nagkaroon siya ng emotional distress.
Lumabas sa pananaliksik na ang mga kabataan ay may iba't ibang pinagdadaan ng pressure, ayon kay Dr. Katrina Lines, Chief Executive Officer ng Act for Kids.
Act for Kids commissioned research which asked 304 young people a range of questions, including what they were worried about, if they talked to someone when they're worried, and if they felt listened to. And the results of the research were really quite concerning because 40% of young people say they don't talk to anyone when they're worried. 66% of young people we interviewed said they worried about their appearance, and 64% said they worried about their school. This includes grades and also what their classmates thought of them.
Aniya, ang kulangan sa komunikasyon at oras sa anak ay dahilan kaya natatakot silang magbahagi ng saloobin.
One of the more surprising results of the research was that the majority of the young people want to spend 1 to 2 hours per day with their close adult. However, only 36% felt their close adult always listens to them, which shows there are far too many young people feeling unheard. The research shows there is a real need to switch on for kids by being fully attentive, which includes being aware of your own body language, and sometimes completely stopping what you're doing to take a moment with a child.
Isa sa magiging epekto nito ay ang problema sa pangmental na kalusugan ng mga kabataan.
Well, the research results are alarming because we know thousands of children and young people are currently experiencing significant mental health challenges in Australia. And when kids are worried about something, it can lead to a range of emotions such as anxiety, sadness, and anger. So it raises the risk of them developing a mental health problem now or in the future.
Sinabi ni Joy na bagamat hindi lagi nagsasabi ng saloobin ng mga anak, may mga bagay din naman silang komportable na ibahagi sa mga magulang.
I believe so, no? Hindi ko lang alam kung lahat yung sinasabi nila sa amin ng papa nila. Siguro yung comfortable lang sila na sabihin sa amin. Usually, it's a continuation lang naman ng mga nakaraang kwentuhan or topic. Kasi mahalaga din na naiintindihan namin kung ano yung gusto nilang maikwento sa amin kasi para mag-meet kami in between, in the middle, na pag nagkwento sila, naiintindihan namin. Otherwise, they won't say anything kasi hindi naman namin naiintindihan. So yun yung malaking adjustment na ginagawa namin ng papa nila.
Dagdag niya, sinasanay nilang mag-asawa na hindi maging judgmental sa pinagdadaanan ng anak.
Importante yun kasi kailangan yung environment na non-judgmental ka as a parent. Mahirap yun kasi growing up, especially as I think Filipino, like we're very protective masyado sa mga anak natin. And growing up, sinasabi ko sa kanila what is right and what is wrong. Na nakakalimutan ko niya na pumapasok na sila sa edad na kailangan na may konting privacy. Kailangan na medyo kumalma na ako ng konti. And ayun, so naniniwala naman ako na nag-open up sila sa akin.
At may mga strategiya din silang mag-asawa para magbahagi ang kanilang anak ng mga pinagdadaanan.
May strategies na nakakatulong para magkwento sa amin yung mga anak namin. Especially boys, no? Hindi masyado. So, we do regular check-ins. So, kailangan na-establish yung routine every day. It's a consistent thing. And then, so they can expect na may ikukwento sila sa amin pag-uwi nila ng school or even sa gabi habang kumakain. So, consistent yon. And over time, again, hindi rin madali para ma-establish yung judgment-free zone. Pag nagkwento sila, hindi kami mag-overreact. So, tuloy lang ang kwento para mag-open up lang. Mahalaga din siguro na interesado ka sa mga interest nila.
Payo ni Dr. Lines na ang oras na ginugugol para sa anak ay may makabuluang epekto sa relasyon ng magulang at anak.
Actually, kids understand adults are living very busy lives. However, it's the small moments you take to connect with a child that can make a really big difference. It doesn't need to be a significant change, but it could be taking advantage of those incidental moments, such as driving home in the car, to ask them open-ended questions about school, their friends, and how they're feeling. Or it could be as simple as putting down your device when asking them about their day or responding to your work email a little later on. Another really important strategy we would like to encourage is adults getting comfy switching on for a child but not solving their problems, because the research shows children and young people really just want to be heard.
Para naman sa magulang na si Joy at Dino, malaki ang tulong ng pagtatakda ng mga strategiya.
So pinaka-importante, siguro naniniwala talaga kami sa Diyos na ipinagdadasal namin yung mga anak namin. Especially pag nasa labas sila, hindi naman namin sila nakikita. Pinagpapasadyos namin sila sa lahat. And then second, and kailangan we lead by good example din. Nade-demonstrate natin sa mga bata yung good behaviors and values din natin na gusto natin ma-adapt ng mga anak natin. Kasi nga sabi, di ba, actions often speaks louder than words. Minemaintain din namin yung open communication. Again, especially teenagers, para maging komportable sila na pwede nilang i-share sa amin yung feelings nila, yung thoughts nila, and yung concerns nila. Na without judgment, mahalaga din na i-acknowledge yung emotions kasi dumaan kami sa ganyang parte. Like especially heartaches, nakakatawa kasi ang bata pa nila, but sa kanila, it's a real deal. So mahalaga din na i-acknowledge natin yung emotions nila, letting them know na okay lang yun yung experience nila and yung emotions nila, and we have to let them know that we support them. Mag-spend din kayo na, kasi hindi mo naman malasaman, hindi naman ma-establish yung communication ng one question and one answer lang, diba? So kailangan then mag-spend kayo ng time together para maging komportable din sila magkwento sa inyo na hindi masyadong big deal.
Payo din nila sa ibang mga magulang na tulad nila na palaging ipadama ang pagmamahal at suporta sa mga anak.
Mahalaga na malaman natin na each child is unique. So we have to tailor yung parenting style natin to suit yung anak, individuality ng mga anak natin. Basta ang importante, i-provide natin sa kanila yung pagmamahal, yung guidance, and we have to establish a supportive environment. We have to provide them our unconditional love, and kailangan natin masigurado na yung anak natin ay suportado natin sila. And para yung mga mistakes or challenges na kakaharapin nila is kakayanin nila kapag alam nilang nasa likod lang nila yung mga magulang nila at nagmamahal sa kanila.
Buhay magulang mas gagaan kung may tamang gabay. Para sa Usapang Parental, ako si Claudette Centeno.
Usapang Parental. Usapang Parental.
Like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.